Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Kate picks you up in the chairs.
Gobble, gobble, gobble week. Anyway, hope you all can hear me good and hope everything's all right. Hope you're all doing, being healthy, and the weather ain't getting you down. And I know some of you probably laying around still fat from chowing down and all that. Probably have turkey breath, you know. Probably still have turkey breath, so most of you. Anyway, yeah, I kind of, we'll talk a little bit about that in a little bit here. Wanted to, you know, talk about a couple of things, you know, because our people, you know, out there squabble about things that don't matter. What matters is how the government is in authority over our people. That's what matters, you know. That's what matters. That's where we're, that's who we're supposed to be having, you know, debate with or whatever, not each other. The other thing is, you know, I wanted to touch base a little bit on the violence, you know, that Americans are having, you know, and there's a reason for it. It ain't because they have guns. It ain't because of this and that. It's because they're, none of them belong here in this country, you know. They all just ended up here. It's not their country. So they're in there with each other like a bunch of, throw a bunch of wild animals into a pen and see what they do, you know. That's what's happened. This ain't their country. We'll touch base on that a little bit, you know. I was laughing about this guy they executed, you know. I mean, not that they executed him, but they couldn't find a vein, you know, this guy. They kept digging around looking for a vein. So he kind of sat up and looked at the audience out there watching him die. And he said, can you believe this? You know, kind of crazy, huh? You know, this country, the leaders, the authorities, and everybody lack total brain development, you know. So they can't even execute somebody right, you know. I mean, I was thinking about how they executed our people, you know, Wounded Knee, Sand Creek, and all the executions they did go around slaughtering people, you know. But nowadays, they're trying to be sophisticated in executing people. Anyway, we'll get on with that. Let me let Tanshi take over right now. And go ahead, you there, Tanshi?
I don't
want to say that word that I don't want to say that word we talked about because that don't mean it right now.
Okay. All right, Tanshi. I got you there.
At this time, Wana means to take off.
Oh,
now, you know why.
I got you, bro. I got you, bro. we'll say a prayer and then we'll get started. You know, so now.
Okay.
I'm going to say a prayer for everybody.
I wanted to, you know, touch base on something because, but before I get there, I'll go to the things that perhaps won't take that long, you know, because, you know, one thing is I don't like to see our people on Facebook and other social media promoting alcohol and drugs and all that because it's the holidays, you know. I mean, I don't care what day it is. Alcohol ain't good for our people. I don't care if it's New Year's or what, you know. And same way with pot or anything else, you know. But our people seem to think right now is the time to. Even one of my cousins, you wouldn't think he does this stuff. He was flashing some fancy drinks on his Facebook page, you know, and things that he's gonna be trying out, and, you know, and all this stuff, you know. And the Washichu, the American, is the greatest alcoholic on earth. If you associate with them, if you start rubbing shoulders with them and start popping in at their house, they're going to stay here and they're going to whip out drinks. What? How do you want it? You know, give me a blah, blah, blah on rocks, you know, or whatever, you know. And that's how they live. They're the biggest alcoholics you can ever imagine. But they look down on us. Well, that alcohol is not for us. It's not. So we don't handle it like they do, you know. It's for them. All these poisons and everything was meant for them. Narcotics, drugs, everything was meant for them. It's nothing meant for us. And we talked about this earlier, me and Tanisha, you know, even about Peji, pot. If it was so great, why, you know, Crazy Horse and them would have been sitting on the hill getting high and all that back in the day. You know, we have pot growing all over. You know, it grows, if pot is like a weed or anything else, it grows wild all over the place. But for some reason, we never touched it. When I was young, I lived in, you know, out here, nobody ever messed with that stuff. Yeah. That stuff all started showing up in the 60s. Anyway, I don't want to waste a lot of time there, but I just want to say, you know, I don't want to see our people running around promoting this stuff because it don't look right, you know. You know, it don't look right for an Indian promoting all this, yeah, this kind of stuff, you know. It's not good for us, you know. So if you do it, good. If you like to smoke, good. If you like to want to go drink and party, good. Go do it. But don't come around bragging around here about your big fantastic weekend you had or how you're going out dancing for New Year's, because we know you ain't going to be dancing. You're probably going to be in jail.
Or passed up some.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be out there dancing like the Washichus. You're going out, you're gonna be laying out on the curb someplace with your chin on your chest. So don't come out now going out dancing. You know, don't give me that baloney. You know.
Happy you know? New Year. Be passed and, out somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's half naked too. You know, don't even know how you got like that. You know. On the curb, or in the park, you know, or in the back of a bus.
You know, honestly, this alcohol and these things that the Washichu are adjusted to. You know, we've only been introduced to this stuff at least 50 years ago. And in 50 years, look at how much destruction it done to all of us. And you have people like people promoting it. To me, that's kind of a slap in the face to our Tunkashilas, like Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, Rain in the Face, those people. You know, you're doing a dishonor to those ones because they fought against that. They didn't like that. They didn't want their people using it. But here we are in this day and age, we have our own people trying to promote this stuff, you know. And it's not right.
Yeah.
You know, and like I say, even these tribal councils, like our tribal council, putting it on a ballot, trying to legalize it. Why don't they put something on the ballot that's going to be beneficial to us? Why do they want, you know, like marijuana when it passed? That shouldn't even been on the ballot. They should have just left it alone altogether. But one guy on council, you know, wants it passed. He's got all these, it shouldn't have passed, you know. And then now you have all these people saying, oh, it's legal. So it's, you know, it's an herb, it's natural. So we could, you know, no. I mean, think of those little kids that are coming. You want them to be potheads, you know? You want them to be all zonked out, sitting around, not thinking? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing that we got to think about. You know, they should rescind that and get rid of it, you know? Just like alcohol, they kept alcohol out of the reservation. They should do that to this so-called marijuana, you know? Then you got people trying to grow hemp, and then now the guy that controls the pot, you know, he's against these guys growing hemp on the reservation. What is that about, you know? Here we are, our own people fighting over pot. You know, one's trying to grow hemp and one's trying to, you know, keep the keep everybody else. He wants to control it. We have, you know, how old people are doing it.
What gets me is, okay, some people came on this show year or two ago, I forget when, you know, and they started, they were A members and all this and that, and talking about all the good things hemp does. They started talking about, you know, how you can even make toilet paper out of it. I said, you know what? This ain't no Walmart shopping store, you know. This radio show, we don't need to try to make hemp sales on this radio show, you know. I mean, you know, but they think they're really potheads. They're really potheads. They don't care about the hemp or anything. They're really potheads. But they want to say this is good to make toilet paper. This is good to make rope. This is good to make a house with. This is good. Yeah, you can make a house out of anything. You can throw straw in some mud, make a straw house. You can make toilet paper out of anything, you know. And then they talk about how hemp grows fast. Well, there's a lot of things out there grows fast. Yeah. And just make hemp out of all the weeds on the side of the road if you want. Yeah. Make toilet paper out of that, you know. But they come around and want to promote and advertise hemp. Indians do this because in reality, they're potheads. Because if they weren't potheads, they wouldn't care about hemp. They wouldn't care about cannabis. They wouldn't care about none of that. You know? I mean, look, we don't use it, right? So why ain't we on the radio promoting this stuff? Because it don't matter to us. It means nothing. It's not fitting to our behavior. It's not fitting to our survival, you know? So, but they're doing this. So I just ask them, you know, go just like you. And the other thing is, you know what? These marijuana farms and all this, when they start growing, there have been a lot of murders in these hemp farms. You know, they bring evil. These hemp farms bring evil. I don't care if you have it on the wrist. It's going to start bringing evil. Pretty soon there are going to be some dead bodies or people buried out there under the hemp.
You know? Fighting over.
I mean, yeah, because it's evil. It's not meant for us. And when something's evil, we suffer for it. We lose spiritual health and everything when we indulge in evil, you know. And people don't see this. But you look at the news. Look in Oregon, California, just recently in Oklahoma. They found some guy went over and wasted 4 people in a hemp farm, you know.
Yeah.
It brings evil. So why do you want to bring evil to, you know, to your like you? Okay, say I start growing hemp here, you know, and pretty soon later on, it brings evil over here. My family ain't safe no more. I ain't safe no more. Your home ain't safe no more. Why do that stuff? What kind of brain development do you have to make you want to deal with evil? You know what I mean? That's what gets me about people, about how they don't care about their own life. They don't care about their children. Your children are sacred. Do everything you can to protect them. Don't open the door to some evil just because you got an issue, because you're a pothead or something, you know? And don't tell me you're not a pothead. If you weren't a pothead, you wouldn't be worried about him. There'll be some other thing. You can make toilet paper out of grass, anything you want. You know, just continue buying it at the store like you've been doing. You know, or wiping your asses, whatever. You know? Yeah.
You know,
corn cobs, anything.
It wasn't too long ago they were using corn cobs, you know what I mean? And this hemp, they call it, what's the difference? Hemp or marijuana or pot? It's all the same.
Yeah.
People say, they say the future generations, all their sacred. Well, start living it, you know? Instead of promoting this stuff, you know, you get a room full of people that are high on marijuana and you try to have a good conversation. It never ends well, you know what I mean? Because their thinking capability isn't there, see? And that's what we're dealing with, see? And so pot isn't good at all for Native or Lakota people, period. You know, if there was any good in it, Archkunkashlas would have been using it. But it's never been used. But yet, we have this people from China say, oh, it's good, it's, you know, this. It's better than alcohol. It's no better than alcohol. It's all in the same category to me. You know, there's no difference between alcohol
evil.
And marijuana. Yeah, evil.
It brings evil. You know, pot don't bring happiness. Don't bring safety. Yeah. Don't bring money, unless you're dealing it. You know, it brings evil. Yeah. You know,
pure evil.
People say, oh, I smoke pot all the time, and it's nonviolent. When I smoke it, I don't get violent. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, there's people getting robbed and killed and murdered over pot. You know, and then there's people getting in car wrecks and everything else over pot. You know, and you know. We just don't need it in our society. They can have it if they want. I don't care if all the Washicho are stupid. I don't care if they're out there killing each other like they are, you know? I mean, I eat popcorn while they do it, you know? They can drink all the alcohol they want. I don't care, you know? You know, keep them off our case. But once we do it, we need to be on our job. We need to be on our P's and Q's. We need to be alert, and we need to teach our children how to survive in this world. Because look at all the wickedness out there. I mean, you just look on the news, you know. You can't even go to a doctor anymore, man. These doctors, when they put you to sleep, they start raping you. You know.
That's why you've been doing doctor. Now you tell me.
That's a cold blow, bro.
I'm wondering why you had an appointment every day.
I'm going to appointment, man. You know, one eye open. You know,
see,
cold blood.
But yeah, you know that
cold blood.
We talked about something before, Tanshi. Like these people that, you know, they're trying to. The reason why we're so poor is they're trying to shove that Black Hills settlement down our throat. They've been trying it for years and years and years. See? And we've always said no sale. And it pisses these Washingtons off, you know, because they think we're that desperate to where we're going to accept it. That's why they keep us poor, you know.
And some people don't realize it. Like you said, we're really poor people. Why is it that our people refuse to take that Black Hills settlement when we're poor? It's because, to me, it must be Waukon why we don't. It must be sacred why we don't. Because for some reason, the majority of us said no. The only ones that said yeah was those, like I hate to bring in half-breeds and all that, but people that live out, live, you know, mixed bloods and all that, that don't even understand our culture and don't even understand the pride in culture. They want to get money so they can be rich for 30 days or 6 months of their life. But us, if we take that settlement, what's going to happen? Once we take money from them, they say they don't owe us no more. Yep. Then once that's they don't owe us no more, they can come over and say, get the hell off the res. This belongs to South Dakota. This belongs to Arizona. And they can just boot everybody off. So even the Navajo, even the Apaches, all these other Indian reservations are benefiting because the Lakota don't want to take the money. Because once we take that money, in their brain, they don't owe us nothing. They come and come and say, you know, get the hell off the res. This is state property, you know.
We paid for it.
We paid for it because that's their mentality, you know. As long as we don't take it, we got a homeland to still fight for, you know, legitimately. We fight for it, you know. And that's what gets me about my next topic, you know. You know, we talk about Thanksgiving and all this. And, you know, 10, 20 years ago, Indians, you know, we never call it Thanksgiving. We call it Turkey Day. You know, I didn't never get off on their American holiday. And our people are smart enough to know when you talk about the real Thanksgiving, they talk about the beginning of Thanksgiving, how it started. Our people know how wicked the Washita is. But we don't go that far back. You know, we say, you know, okay, so we're in modern times. And when Thanksgiving rolls around the corner, what do? We show up at Unchi's house or wherever, and we eat or we cook in our house. We get free turkeys. And we don't think nothing of it, you know, because we're old school. You know, we feast all the time. We have several times we feast. We feast at funerals, at birthday parties, everything, you know. And we have these Americans have these holidays, and Indians get off of work and stuff. And, you know, and they pass out free turkeys and all that. So, yeah, we eat it. So we love to eat. But it don't mean we're hypocrites. It don't mean we're following the Washita, like voting for them. Having Thanksgiving doesn't mean we're voting for Biden and them. Having Thanksgiving don't mean we're standing next to. You know what got me mad is how ordinarily I won't say nothing. I'll say, you know, I'm glad you people are out there being activists and have your one day of Indigenous. But some guy got on my case because I made a Facebook post telling people, don't let nobody ruin your day. You know, the reason why I said that was because there was a lot of Facebook posts of people trying to make you feel guilty for eating turkey, for having dinner, you know, for being with your family. You know, if they don't like it, they could sit on their front porch with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't give a crap. You know, they can do that. But don't get mad at us, because what do we do when we have Thanksgiving, Tashi? We usually cook. We you know, we smudge. You know, we pray. We put a spirit dish out there. Nobody does that, just us.
Yeah. You know, when all your family members come together and bring a dish, so everybody could come and partake in that meal, you know. To me, that's what it's about, you know. And it's you know, to the Washita, Thanksgiving is a money-making day. That, you know, that's one of the, like I say, even Black Friday. Think about it. All that product they sell during that, during those days, that's how they look at it. See, we don't look at it like that. We really do give thanks when we're going to have a meal, you know. Like woyute, they call it woyute. To everybody come and partake. That's what that means, that word, our way of saying food, woyute. That means come and partake in this meal. See, so these people that are saying, oh, you gotta get away from this. You know, it doesn't matter. As long as your family, or all these people, it don't even have to be your family. It could be people outside your family. They invite each other, get together and have a good meal. You know, when is it that you could eat like that, you know? And that's, every day.
We were having feasts way before them pilgrims showed up.
Yep.
You know?
And
we were doing it way before they showed up. So why should we give them credit for having some shit? Yeah, they had a murderous day, and we all know that. They had a murderous time. They had genocide against our people. We all know that. We're not stupid, you know? But we're talking about something totally different here. It's like, I don't believe in Santa Claus either. But what am I going to do, you know? What am I going to do? You know, our kids and people, you know, are even when we was young, you know, they came, brought Christmas tree, went chopped. My dad took us up on the hill and we cut a tree and brought it down and stuff, you know. He did it for us. He did it for us, not because he believed in Santa Claus, you know. And, you know, but it's these times. We got stuck on some times. Now this new wave Indian shows up that weren't Indian before, but suddenly started to become Indian. So they want to pick a fight. They want to pick a fight. So who they pick a fight with? They start telling you, hey, blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. You know, they want to pick a fight. So they go around and attack our people who are going to have Thanksgiving. Make you feel all guilty for having a turkey. I'm an activist. I don't agree with Thanksgiving. They murdered it. Each one of them. This one guy got on my case and, you know, jammed me up the other day, I was telling you. So I said, all right, let me go check this guy out. First thing I see is him standing with a politician, another Mexican, with a white man suit on, a politician, giving him a piece of paper calling it Indigenous Day. You know what I mean? Calling it Indigenous Day. So he's all proud standing there, and he calls that activism. Well, you know what? We were here before them. If anybody's going to get a day of recognition, we could give the Peckerwood, okay, today you've got Peckerwood Day. You know, one day. Here's a piece of paper. You guys enjoyed us. Because this is our land. This is our land. This ain't their land. You know what I mean? We don't need to have them give us one day. Well, this is our land. What is that? You're gonna stand there with a guy with a pseudo and wave a piece of paper like you did a great job because you had one Indigenous Day? How with you? And then you're gonna come get on our ass for eating turkey? Damn. You know, you better check your own self out. And then the guy, this is the way I'm an activist. You know, hell, that ain't the way you do it. If you really want to be an activist, get off your ass and let's throw down against the real person responsible for this. Get all your 20 million Latinos, 30 million Latinos that are out there, thinking there's something else, and let's go to Washington and take the land back. Why don't you do that? There's enough of you guys out there to take the whole state of Texas and change it into a reservation, or not a reservation, but into Indian land. You know, throw all them Washichu out of there. Throw Ted Cruz and all them out there. But no, you ain't doing that. You're going to pick on us Indians for eating turkey and then say the only reason why we got our culture intact is because we live on the Indian reservation. Now, how much baloney is that? When the Indian reservation tried to take away our culture from us, they stripped us from the language and everything. And then you're going to say, and the American government takes care of you guys. What the hell? We live in the poorest county in the country, these Lakota Reds.
Yep.
And you're saying they take care of us? That's how stupid you are. You know, and I don't care. You want to run around with your little hairdo and all that and act like you're an activist and jump on our case. You know, you should get the hell on, man. Because you know what? We fought every day, and we still fight.
We still fight.
And if you're indigenous, you know, we ask our brothers from down south and all that to join in with us. We're proud and happy when they're with us. We're proud and happy when they come to Sundance. We're proud and happy when they acknowledge they're indigenous. I love it when I see them, those Aztec dancers and all this. I like this, and I like it when people acknowledge their indigenous culture. But don't come picking on us because we live on a res, and you say we're talking shit. You know? That culture you come from, that's why you fight each other all the time. That's why you have your barrio, that's it. You know, that's why you have your barrio, that's it. Your barrio and this barrio and that barrio. You know? You're a people, man. You're not from no barrios. You're not from no territory. You're from indigenous culture, and you should fight and stick together with all the rest of us. And quit trying to jump on our case. You know, tell us when to eat or what to eat and suddenly come over and say, you're a hypocrite because you're promoting Thanksgiving. I wasn't even promoting Thanksgiving. I was telling people, don't let somebody ruin your day because you're with your family, you're sharing love, and you're enjoying a dinner and meal together. That's what I said. And he comes through, turn it around. Anyway, I don't care. But the point is, the reservation didn't do us no favors. This is prisoner war camp 345, where I live. Members from POW 344, you know. We come from war, prisoner war camps. They just, you know, took the gun towers away. But we're still here. Our kids are still numbered like prisoners of war, you know. We still got numbers, you know. And you think that's a proud thing? But yeah, I got fired up, and I'm fired up that people would go there to try to throw a guilt trip on us, you know. We're here to fight for our people, you know. We're here,
you know,
to help our people.
You know, Tanshi, this struggle that we talk about, think about this. These people got to really think. We're the only people that have degree of blood. See? How they try to do with us, this enrollment, this degree of blood, all this stuff, it's all geared to get rid of us, see. And then you have people like them saying, trying to say that we, you know, the government protects us, or we wouldn't have our culture if it wasn't for the U.S. government. What a fool. You know what I mean? Things like that is just, you know, he's got to, whoever this guy is, if he claims indigenous, he better go back and really do, you know, do some soul searching.
And then he's got one of those native names. I know he picked it out of a dictionary or something. He probably researched some names, because I know that ain't his real name that he got. Like we have Lakota names, you know.
Yeah.
These guys do research and they dig up these names, just like a white guy digs up a Indian name and says, "Now today my name is Three Rainbow Crow," or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they make up these names, you know, and come on Facebook.
Running water uphill, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, white butt with beef, you know.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
But, you know, see, that's the thing. And then when a guy says that the United States government protected us and helped us, you know, when my grandfather went to prison, he went to prison accused of performing ceremonies, our way of life, our traditional way of life. He did. He went to prison in Leavenworth, Kansas, and did time there because he was accused. They couldn't prove he did it. He was just accused, and the United States government locked him up. So whoever this guy is that claims that they took good care, they protect. No, our way of life, our religion, is the only religion ever outlawed by the so-called United States government. These Americans, this invasive species, because of the little bighorn in the Battle of Rosebud and them getting their asses kicked, they blamed our medicine men for this, medicine men and women. And so they lost them up.
I wonder what this guy does if you know, say Thanksgiving or whatever you want to call it, Turkey Day. He shows up down at his grandma's house. His whole family's there. They got food on the table. And what's he going to do? Tell them, hey, you guys quit eating this.
Yeah.
You know, is he going to do that? No. His grandma told him, sit your big butt down and quit complaining. You know,
Or run his ass out of there.
Or get the hell out of here.
Or run his ass out of there, you know. But see, that's the thing. These guys, they have all these people that find out they have native. And instead of researching their people, instead of going and trying to live with their people to see what it's really about.
Some history.
Yeah, get some history in them. They want to start insinuating, you know. They want to say,
their first step to activism is pick on another Indian, you know.
You know that.
But yet they're still in the voting line. He's still standing there with a politician with a piece of paper, you know. That shows who he admires, who he has adoration for, who he has gives authority to, the guy with the suit and tie, you know. You know, but gonna anyway, you know, and these people are dangerous. That's why they have their little fights and their little because they start fights with their own kind. That's why they can't get along with each other, and that's why this body goes over and kills that body, you know.
Because they
don't know how to get along, you know. They start picking on their own. Like, I have a Facebook page. I don't even know this guy. I never go over to his site or anybody's site. Most of you can look, you know. Very rarely will I even comment on anybody's site, you know. You might show up on my timeline or newsline, and, you know, I say, oh, there's Philip. He's eating some poop today, so I put a like on it. You know? No, I'm just driving, Philip. You know, but you know what I mean. I don't go around other people, especially people I don't know. I don't go over there because I don't. And if I don't like what somebody's doing, like if I see somebody playing American flags, I don't go cuss them out for flying that flag. I just block them. I just get rid of them.
Yeah.
I don't argue with nobody. If somebody's doing something over there, if they're showing off beer or pot or stuff, I don't tell them, hey, you don't supposed to do that. I just block them.
Yeah.
And that's how I get them. I don't tell nobody to do nothing. So if he says I'm talking shit, who am I talking shit to? I'm on my own little Facebook page. I might make a comment here or there. I put a post, and most of my stuff is about what the government's doing to us, you know. I don't consider the human my enemy. I consider the governments and the humans who are in their governments the enemies, you know. But what the worst thing you can do is fight with your own kind and start jamming them up for their habits and what they do. You know, like we talk all the time, Tashi, about how the tribal government treats our people, how IHS is, how BIA is, and all this stuff. But one thing is this, and there's a lot of Indians that even like we talk about GDC and stuff, but I never mention their names. I don't even mention this guy's name. You know what I mean? I don't mention their names. I keep it out, and I'm not attacking them. I'm usually defending something that they did wrong, like being racist against one of our own kind, being racist against another Indian, picking on another Indian, you know? That's the only thing I have against GDC is how they treat other Indians. They play God with their little GDC Indian role. You know, they don't know how to get along with the entire indigenous nation. When the indigenous nation is thousands and thousands strong, you know, who are they to say who can have an AIM patch or who can have an AIM cup or who has a chapter or who has this and that and who's following their orders and commands, you know? That's the only thing I say. Because they're picking on Indians. Now, if they would go over there and start picking on the Washichu, that'd be a different story. I'd be all for them. If they was over there fighting for us against the government that's destroying our culture, I'd be all for them. But their way is different. They're trying to lure us in to becoming cop supporters. They're trying to lure us in to become natives for Biden and whatever her name is. You know, there's even natives for Trump, you know. They try to lure us into that. They want to, and then these same guys will take pictures with these politicians, Kristi Noem and what do you call it, shaking their hand and stuff. At the same time, they come and take our rights. They're letting the cops come on our res. They're letting the police be in charge of everything, you know. They invite the highway patrol on our res, and then they blame it on meth. Oh, wow, we got to fight the meth problem. Yeah, we can fight the meth problem. Just turn us loose on it. Turn us loose on it. We'll fight it. But how are we going to fight it when you turn us loose on it, then you call the cops on us because we whip some ass, you know, because we stopped something, because we stopped a rapist, because we stopped the, you know, some wicked stuff going on, you know. But no, you guys bring in these cops and say, oh, we're there, oh, we're here to fight mess. They're over here to fight this. How would the Washichu? We can do it ourselves, don't you think? Ain't we, you know? Ain't we powerful, you know, enough to take care of our own kind?
You know, Tanshi, that goes back to what I was saying before. When the Indian people or the Native American could prosecute a Washichu in our court system, then that cross-deputization could go. But look what Killer did to us. He sold us off, see? When we Indian people end up in a Washichu court system, nothing good ever comes of it. And we ought to know that by now. All these people, these Native Americans, they got to understand that. Their court system is geared against us. We'll never win in their courts. You know? And so why are these guys trying to play that shit? You know what I mean?
Where's the equality? They can take me and you to jail, but we can't take them to jail.
Yeah.
They can give us one Indigenous Day, but we can't give them a Peckerwood Day. You know?
Yeah. And then a lot of these, and then these guys are talking about sovereign. We're sovereign. The only time these they let these councils or these so-called leaders be sovereign is when there's a land grab or there's something mineral grab for the Washita people. And yet they flop all over for it, you know. They don't have all these people, they don't understand the meaning of sovereign, you know. And yet they think they have a right to use it, you know. These guys got to do some, all these people that act that way, they got to use that. Because that's what I say, when we end up in the Washita courts, nothing good ever comes of it. It's time we start bringing them into our courts, see, the other way around. We start prosecuting them. That's where we make the difference, because, you know, and until that's done, we're still in these prison camps.
When those cops kill an Indian, we should be able to put a warrant for their arrest and bring their ass to court.
Yep.
Yep.
You know
we should be able to prosecute, you know. And that's something that these guys don't understand. But yet they play that, oh, we're a sovereign nation. You know, I always hear somebody's counsel say that. But yet, when it comes to white man is bossing them around. You know, they're bowing to these white guys. What's so sovereign about that? You know, they ain't sovereign. You know, and then you have all these guys that wanna be American. You know, American is not that old. It's they're boat people. We ain't boat people.
Yeah, 246 years old. That's the Americans.
Yeah.
That's how long they've been and made their authority. That ain't no time at all. That's only, what, 2.5 grandpas ago, you know? Two grandpas and uncle ago, you know? We measure the way we measure.
Yeah.
You know, that's only two grandpas and uncle ago. Yeah.
You know,
hey, good to hear you laughing, Layla. And happy you made it through those hurricanes over there.
Right on, man.
You know,
get with people.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. When we could prosecute Washita's in our system.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yep. You know, the thing is, we have no rights. They got all the rights. And then an Indian turns around and says, that's my right. You know, I was laughing at this Indian woman got busted for drunk driving, you know. Right away she said, I'm the director of missing, murdered indigenous women. You know, right away she threw that in. Then she said, I'm a politician or something. I'm a executive for the governor. And then she started saying, I got my rights. I got my American rights. I was looking at her and I was thinking, damn, she ain't got a pot to pee in, and she's acting like she got rights. It, no matter what she talked about, they marched her ass to jail, you know? So she should have just shut up and tried to get out of going to jail instead of putting all that big show on, you know, like getting a ticket and talking crap. When I get pulled over and they give me a ticket, I don't say nothing. I say, hurry up, give me my ticket. Oh, you give me a ticket, all right. They get with it, you know. I don't argue. I don't try to say I was innocent or nothing. I just get the hell on, you know, because if I go any further, man, I had them pull guns on me and everything. I had them have me on the asphalt on my knees, man, in the cold. You know, that's how they treat an Indian. So the best way is we don't have sovereignty, and understand that. And when you understand that, you can live life more smoothly. I'm not accepting it. I'm not condoning it. But I tell you what, there's a way to get our people to open up and see all this. That would be real good. But our people don't see it. You know, our people don't know it for some reason. You know, can you guys hear me? I hope you can.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we could hear you.
And, you know, all you guys are on. you know, all you guys are on. Don't think you're not on it, you know. You know, I really turned you on, you know.
you really turned me on.
Yeah, like John, she says, today's gobble, gobble time.
You know? Gobble, gobble me.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, for people to attack us, other indigenous people, you know, I'm not going to go over there and tell my mom, why are you cooking turkey? You know what Thanksgiving standing there for? So my mom will put the spoon to my forehead, you know.
It's true.
You know.
That's me, you know, and that goes back to that,
you know,
that meaning of Woyutes, brother. You know, that's anytime there's that you could feast like that and have, you know, and have a lot of people there, a lot of your family members, go ahead and do it. It doesn't matter. It don't have to be Thanksgiving. Any days, you know, like but nowadays there's certain days that they take off work or they give them time to where they could do this. And Thanksgiving and Christmas in those days, these Indians, they're not fools. They know what it's about. But those are the days that they don't have to work where they could do this.
Yeah.
They find a time to do this. I mean, myself, I could understand that, you know. That doesn't mean that they believe in Christmas or Thanksgiving or, you know. It's just,
what do you think about this, Josh?
See,
there's this Lakota down here. He's a minister. You know, I like the guy. He's all right. He comes, works on the car and all this stuff. Well,
yeah.
Like last year, I wasn't here this year. I was Thanksgiving. I was on a total different trip. I didn't even make no turkey or nothing. You know, I didn't get it. I was on a different trip. But anyway, you know, he had big turkey dinner at the community building, invited people and asked me to come over there and, you know, we went over there and ate, you know. If we didn't eat there, we wouldn't have ate, you know.
Yeah.
Went there and ate, sat around with a bunch of Indians for the day and, you know, heard them talking Lakota and sitting there eating. I didn't care that he was a Christian minister. But, man, I tell you what, that turkey and gravy was good, you know. What was I going to do? Tell him, hey, we don't have Thanksgiving. You know, and sit and eat a jelly and peanut butter sandwich, you know? Hello.
Get a hit you upside the head with a spoon if you said that.
Yeah. And then the kids were out there playing. You know, I know better. I'm not a hypocrite. I know better. I know what the Washita did to us.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes we have events around here, you know? And you know, they're kids events or whatever, you know, and you know, I always think of the kids, but I always tell my kids, all my kids know how I feel about Washita, our police, our government. They all know that, you know, but I'm not going to deprive them of a life like those Jehovah's Witness, they take it to the extreme where their kids and everybody's getting denied a certain opportunity because of their beliefs, you know? Life is a challenge in these modern times. But I'm not going to take it on myself to go over and start criticizing other Lakotas or other Indians because they're eating turkey, you know, or eating pumpkin pie, you know. I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that. But you see, we live in these certain times right now, and certain things are all around us. I was driving down the road, and people are putting up Christmas lights, you know, even these Indians, you know, are putting up Christmas lights. You know, I'm not going to go run around and tell them, I don't believe in Christmas. I don't believe in this and that. if I don't believe in this or that, that's my business, right? I mean, that's my business.
Yeah,
if I don't believe in, if I don't, oh, wait, let me, here it is. Let me, okay, I don't go around telling people what to do. If you put Christmas lights on your house, all right, that's good. If you cook a turkey, you know, that's good, you know. But if you start dragging me in there and start making me get involved in your prayer, your culture while we eating turkey, I might say, nah, I ain't doing that, you know. I might never do it again, you know. I don't get involved in things, and I don't believe in Santa Claus. But when they start passing out toys for the kids, you know, I try to make sure that, you know, my baby's going to get something, you know. You know what I mean? We got to, and you can call me what you want over this, but you know what? We have to get what we can and do what we can. And at the same time, I keep my dignity. I'm not eating mud. You know, I'm not eating poop. You know, I still know where the fight is. I know who the enemy is. And the bigger fight is what they're doing to us. You know, and they're trying to turn into Indians into a homeless people too. That's the next move they're working on, making Indians homeless. We have a big struggle with education. They're in charge of the education system, and we can't put our kids in school any way we want because we got to do it their way. Even here on the res, we got to do it their way. We got to follow their rules. And if the school doesn't follow their rules, they don't get funding. So what does that tell you? It tells you that our people are hooked on the government. And how do we unhook them? Why do we need to get funding for the government to have our kids in the school? You know, we go through hell. And this ain't no time for me to be listening to some other Indian telling us about Turkey Day, you know. We got bigger issues than that. You know,
our land and our natural resources is what people should be focused on instead of like he's attacking people for one day, a holiday where they could eat. Every day that they don't pay attention to this to this land issue or to mineral issue or what belongs to us issue. That's a loss.
Why not?
And yet they want to talk about all of this stuff that shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't even pertain to this. You know, that's the thing with these people that they got to understand that there's bigger issues that we face as Native Americans or so-called Lakota people. You know, these things that we're faced with. Way more important. Land is one of them. You know, they keep stealing our land. And what is anybody doing about that? See, this is how evil the Washitu is. And that's why we talk about the Black Hills Settlement. You know, the minute we accept that money, they're going to say, oh, we was right. They you know, we control them now. You know, we paid them for it. We could do what we want with it. See, and Black Hills isn't the only issue. It's that whole area there, the Lakota territory. All our grandfathers, Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, and them asked for was to be left alone so we could hunt and live the way of our people. But white man wasn't satisfied with that because he found some shiny yellow metal in there. Then he sends all these people in there, all those people in there, to grab this stuff up. It had no value to us. Lakota people didn't even value. But that's what they did. They sent all their people, all their murderous people in there. to kill off these Indians so they could get that shiny stuff, you know. And that's how these white people are. The minute they find some kind of mineral, you know, then they stick all their bald-headed people over there to create chaos, to start killing everything that exists there, see, so they could have it. That's how they work, see. Then they say, oh, our laws. Yeah, it's their laws. It's not ours. But yet our own people, like this guy Tushy was talking about, you know, shaking hands with politicians, standing with pieces of paper, you know, all for one day, claiming Indigenous People Day. You know, that don't mean nothing. This is our land. Every day belongs to the Indigenous people.
Yep.
Not just one day. Why is he fighting for one day? You know, that I don't understand it. And then why does he have to go into the court to prove that? You know, that's, you know, we go back to the 1800s. Indians had to, you know, sit at the Supreme Court steps to prove that they were humans, human beings. That's what we went through. And it was their system that had to say that we was human beings before we were considered humans. That's how this invasive species is. See? They didn't look. They still don't look at us as humans. Look at our reservations. Our reservations are the poorest of any county here in the United States. They never mention that to anybody.
Third world country.
Yeah, it's a third world country. With this, they call themselves the richest country in the world, but yet the real people of this country are the most neglected. You know, I think if our grandfathers back in the day knew of the lies that they were going to put, I don't think they would have ever made treaties with them. I think they would have wiped them out. But they were the ones that came to us because they were getting tired of their asses getting beat. And they wanted treaties. They wanted peace. So we agreed with them. And that was one of the biggest mistakes we ever made. See, we were kicking butt on them. That's why they came and wanted peace. Then you have a fool here saying that the United States government protected our religion and our way of life, you know. The government, the U.S. government, accused the Lakota people of performing ceremonies to get rid of them because of these battles they were winning. They outlawed our religion. They outlawed us from having our ceremony. It was... Fool's Crow got it okayed in 63, but they waited till 78 because of American Indian movement on the move to make it to appease them. They thought they were giving the Indians some. No, it's always been ours. How can they put up all these fake churches, Pentecostal or whatever the heck, you know, Mormons or all these churches in the United States, all kinds of denominations, and say freedom of religion? And yet ours was the only one that was ever outlawed. Then you have this fool down there saying that the United States government protected us. I had a grandfather that went to Leavenworth, Kansas. He did time in Leavenworth, Kansas because he was accused. They didn't find him guilty. They just accused him of having ceremonies. And it was these scouts, these paid scouts, government scouts, Indians, that they had say this. Because he refused to give up his bunk. That's how badly the United States government treated us. And they still treat us that way. But yet you have guys shaking hands or standing with pieces of paper one day, Indigenous People Day, you know. How crooked is that? These people got to get it together. They got to understand that the United States government don't treat us good at all. They've never treated us good. Up to this day, like I say, they want us to take that Black Hills settlement. That's why they keep us as poor as possible. If it was up to them, they'd starve all of us, all the Lakota people to death. In this year, 2023, 22. That's how evil that white man is. And yet everybody wants to kiss his butt. You know, like this guy standing with a piece of paper and a politician dressed up in a suit. You know, this to me, those people, those Washichus, they're the evilest. No matter where they go, they start wars. They look at what they're doing to Putin and his people, Ukraine. They're supplying the Ukraine with all kinds of weapons. The same thing they did in the Middle East to the Jews over there. They supply all this military equipment so they could kill each other. They don't give them money. They don't give them food. None of that stuff. It's military aid, and that's what they're giving to the Ukraine right now. To go against each other, they're Russians going against Russians, and yet they're giving them all this weaponry, modern weaponry, to use against their own people. This is what the Washita is all about. They're not about peace or, you know, to get some, you know, trade in a good way or treat people. No, that's not what they're about. You know, the doctrine of discovery, like the Pope, he don't even want to do away with that, because that's what they play with. The Supreme Court plays with that. All these lies, church and separation of church and state, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
But yet they make it seem like it's true, you know, and it's not. You know, these everywhere the Washita has gone, he's brought destruction on people, every country. They're doing it in Africa right now. What are these Hasapas, these Black Lives Matter people doing about it? Not a damn thing. And yet their people are getting slaughtered by Americans.
They just busted, the leader of Black Lives Matter owns a mansion and stuff. They use that to make money. They just got them under they're investigating them, you know. You know, these people are people of color, black people, Arabs, Asians, all these people in this country, they live here. They're not even white.
Yeah.
But they chose to go the white way instead of go our way. We're more their color than those whites, but for some reason they go white. What the hell is that about? You know, why don't they, you know what, if you go to China, you better go Chinese. If you go to North Korea, you better go North Korean. If you go to Russia, you better go Russian. You can't go over there and tell them to go. You go over there and tell them Russians to go black and see what they do. You know?
Yeah.
You know? See what they do if a black cop pulls them over and starts trying to boss them. Or go to a black judge and what, you know, and not talk Russian, but talk another language. You know, other countries, they have their own language. That's what I was talking about, Switzerland. The Americans are talking about how Switzerland has all these weapons, but they don't have a violent problem over there. And I said, well, that's because they're Switzerland people. That's their country. They're in their own country. You know? Over here, they're not in their own country. You know, there's all these different cultures living over here, and actually, they hate each other. They hate each other because what we're talking about, Tanshi, they think they got rights. Well, why ain't I got rights? And here's a Mexican guy. Why ain't I got rights? Here's an Arab guy. Why ain't I got rights? You know, here's a black guy. Why ain't I got rights? Because it's the white man's rule over here. They're the ones with the rights, and they're the ones who tell you who got the rights. So it gets them mad. You know, just like this guy jumped out of Walmart. He's a manager, just started blasting his own workers. and this this other guy, what did he do? He hate gay, so he went and started blasting at a gay club. Did you see that guy? He is a short, fat peckerwood. You know, without that rifle, you could just go beat his ass. So, of course, some big Mexican jumped on him and beat his ass and then took his gun. It wasn't hard to do that, you know, that big old, you know, Chepa Huachichu, you know. Yeah, they beat his ass, took his gun from him, you know. But you see, they're out there committing murders left and right. You know, they just killed four white kids in Idaho University. They're looking for that guy. They don't even know where to start. Well, obviously, this guy is probably a cop. He was confident in his abilities because he would kill a strong, healthy young white boy, you know? So they don't even know. They don't want to find their own kind. They know one of them did it. They don't want to bust one of their own kind. And it's probably a cop's son or a cop or somebody with political power. So they know who did this stuff. They're going to find some scapegoat, some poor-ass ex-con, and say he did it, you know. That's what they do, you know. But they're out there. The violence in the country is something else. And you know, they got so, like right now, shooting near Atlanta Mall leaves one dead, five injured. They're out there just shooting in malls. You know, they're doing everything out there.
It's dangerous.
You know?
You know, this Washington dude, this so-called president that they had, this Trumper, whatever his name was, you know, when he got in there, all this racism that he put out there, the Washington is so afraid now that those are the things they're doing, see? And that guy, that Walmart dude, it was because his workers weren't listening to him. That's why he murdered him, you know? And I mean...
Yeah.
He didn't even go after the right people, which is the people that own Walmart. Instead, he went after his workers. That's how evil these Washitos are, you know. Listen to me or else I'm going to kill you. That's, you know, that's taking it too far, you know. But that's how they are. That's how the invasive species is, see. Like you say, they got no brain. Brain development's way behind, you know.
Yeah.
And why do you do that to pitiful minimum wage workers? You know, it's to me, that's pure evil. And he's a Washitu, you know what I mean? And all these murders that are going on, shit, anymore, I don't know, you can't even trust going to the store, you know, because you don't know which Washitu is going to, you know, all these mass murders, all Washitus. And that's what they're becoming. See, it started to wear on them.
Because they feel tough when they got a rifle. They feel tough when they got a rifle. Me, I don't even haul a weapon, but I ain't scared of no mofo, you know?
You know,
I don't need to haul a weapon around to, you know?
Yeah. But
I've been
all over
the world by myself, you know?
Yeah. You know, Tunchi, you talked about your uncle in the Philippines. You know, my dad was in front lines for 5 years in World War II. And when he came back, he used to say that even with the gun, a Washitu, it tries to act real pitiful when the firefight starts. He said they start crying and they don't want to do, you know. He said they were a bunch of chicken shits, you know. And he said that's how they were.
And they're talking about how John McCain was a hero. I said, shit, he was probably spilling the beans and ratting on everybody while they had his ass over there. You know?
Cultivating rice for those guys, you know?
He was probably sucking on them and everything. I hate to say what, but, you know, probably giving it up all back door, front door, every door, you know?
Yeah.
Even the ears. Even the ears, you know? You know? Because that's how they are. That's how they are. When you get them under the gun, you look at them. When you look at all these January 6th defendants. Every one of them's in court right now, bending over, spreading up in front of the judge. Oh, Your Honor, I didn't mean to do that. I don't know what got into me. I just had a bad day, you know. That's how they are. When they're under the gun, that's what they do. What do we do when they're under? When we're under the gun? You know, we just say, you know, they give you time, just go and do the time. Don't even argue about it. All right, guilty. You're guilty. Finally guilty. You're getting what the law prescribes. Got anything to say? Nope. just go in, you know. That's how Indians are. But you see them. They're over there. Your Honor, yeah, I got rights, you know. And, you know, it's just sick how the country thinks they got rights. But the only one got right is Trump and those wealthy people. Even those white people that are killing for Trump and doing all this stuff for him, when they go to prison, they don't get no break. They're still in prison, you know. Prison ain't better for them. They're still locked up just for what? Listening to Trump or being racist or killing people. These people that are doing that don't have no clue what prison is like, do they? You know, if they knew that, well, that's probably, like you said, that's probably why they go to prison. They can get it and not feel guilty about it. Get you know what in there, you know. But it's wicked how they are. And I tell you what, we need to educate our people. This isn't the way to be. We need to educate our people that our own culture is the way to live. Our own spirituality is the way to live, you know, and quit picking on each other. You know, if you want to join the white cult, go join them, you know. You know, just don't come back. Just stay over there, you know. That's what I think, you know. I think that our people, and anybody have any comments, you know, Philip, all you guys, Jennifer, Wayne, all you are open, you know. I know me and Tanashi, we just keep going, but you guys can, if you got anything to say, jump in, you know.
Well, my views on this holiday that they like pushing out all these falsehoods about pilgrims and stuff. I don't consider it, I don't call it Thanksgiving because of the negative connotation and the history. Here in our community in Cleveland, you know, we have our get-together as a community. We call it a harvest dinner because this was harvest time, and that's when we would feast. So, I mean, it does away with having to say Thanksgiving, you know, because we all know what all happened. This guy that you're talking about, I don't know, does he belong to a nation? I mean, the way you described it, it sounds like he was was south of the border native.
Well, he's from San Antonio, Texas, and he got, if you look on my post, I made a post about telling people don't let somebody ruin your day. Just look on that post. Look at the comments.
Yeah, I have to check it out. Check it out.
And then you'll know.
What disturbs me, though, about the situation, about him saying anything to you, is apparently he doesn't know protocol. And, you know, and that's the problem with social media because, they're not going to say anything face-to-face. But secondly, if you're an elder, you don't talk to an elder like that. Who the hell does this guy think he is? And if he was standing in front of you, he'd probably, you know, deserve a good smack in the mouth.
Well, he's kind of an older guy. That's why, because I made a comment on there about, you know, about people, these same people that are attacking people. At the same time, they're probably doing stuff themselves. They're probably over there listening to ghetto music and all this, trying to play Indian, but they're listening to ghetto music and all that. You know what I mean? And I think that's what really got on his case, because he pointed that out. You know, that one of the things he pointed out was, he said, "Yeah, I listen to rap music, and if you don't like it, blah blah blah." You know. You know, he pointed it out, what got him. He said, I'll tell you what he said. He said, "I usually agree with you. I know that fall is crop gathering season. The whites turned it into their celebration for taking all the land and leaving indigenous people with a Bible shoved down their throats." He said, "I eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I don't need a BS white holy day to gather with family. I happen to like rap music. Take this any way you want," you know. And you know, and he's a grown guy. He's like, looks like he could be close to 50, you know. And then he goes on to say, "I do things to bring changes that recognize we indigenous people exist. I may not have the privilege of living on a U.S. Indian reservation cared for by the BIA of America, but I know I am indigenous to where I am still at. Tioso Chamari for the pictures of me at City Hall." I don't know what he means by that. Tioso Chamari with our Indigenous Dignity Day banners. You know, that's what I do. You know, I don't celebrate any Thanksgiving for this government having taken the center of our Cheminahawak. You know, I don't even know what that means. I usually just get rid of posts of people celebrating them. Your style of bullying peeps on Facebook is what got me to write that to your post on my page. It wasn't on his page. We've gone through arguments of who's more Indian for years around my area. Your being able to have your culture intact is due to the U.S. reservation system. Segregation through the system doesn't make you more Indian. Just makes you think you're entitled to talk shit. Now you go read it. You know, feel free to read it. I shouldn't even have to read it to you. You know, if you guys were on the ball, you'd know what I'm talking about. But, you know, before, you know, I look at what's going on around here. You know, I look and I see what people, just like when he started talking, before I said anything, I went over there and seen what the hell is he talking about, you know. And I went and looked, and sure enough, I saw him standing there with the politician with the paper in his hand, all proud because they have Indigenous Day, you know.
Doing the colonizer thing.
Yeah, standing there with a guy with a suit and tie with a document in his hand with people, his people holding up. San Antonio recognizes October as Indigenous Peoples Day. Is that, you see what I'm saying is, why only October? If they think this is their country, why not every day? Why not make that guy in a suit, you know, give him a document. "We'll let you wear the suit today, okay?" You know? You know what I mean? But you see how screwed up their brain is. They're satisfied. And the other thing is apology, the word apology. They're always talking about apology. We need to make them apologize. Like they call the guy, his last name is Poor Bear, and on the news, the sportscasters call it Pooh Bear, and they were joking about it. Did you see that? They were making fun of a Poor Bear, a basketball player, whose last name is Poor Bear. He's, you know, he's part Lakota from the rest. And his last name is Poor Bear. But they were making fun of him, calling him Pooh Bear. Well, right away, these Indians said, "We demand an apology. We demand them to take that back." You know? How is that? You know?
Jeez.
How is that? You see where... If that's the kind of mentality you are, then you might as well accept the Peckerwood for telling you, calling him Pooh Bear. That's how they are. And that's how you are for demanding an apology. If you don't like what he said, go down there and take them out of their seat. Make them lose their job, you know. But don't ask for a damn apology.
That goes back to what we like we were saying. Apology. What is it? What is apology? It's just words. They don't have to mean it, you know. Like in our case, you know, if they give us our land back and give us what rightfully belongs to us, you know, even if it's 10 cents per square foot of a board all the way through all these houses that are built, you know, something of that sort, then bring an apology with, maybe I'll believe it. But I'm not going to go asking for apology when you know they're going to BS you. It sounds good. No, it kind of, oh, so they could be put back on a pedestal? Bullshit, you know? I mean, Washichu is just a plain liar. His apology doesn't mean shit like that Pope. And then they put a wapka on him. That's bullshit. That's not the way it works. You know, just because he shows up, he's not holier than me and Tranchi. He's not holier than me and Larry over here. I mean, me and my wife. He's just a exterior chasha. He's a man.
Yeah.
That's all he is. But yet, people look at him as something sacred, you know? That, to me, that it shames me out when Indian people act like that. We have people like Jesus Christ, so-called Jesus Christ. We have our medicine men. Why are they praising some Washichu that's got a bald head because he ain't got no brains? You know? And he sits on the throne. And he wears a ring so they kiss it, you know. To me, that's not, you know, the guy's far from holy. And he refuses to take something out of that piece of paper. The doctrine of discovery.
Listen here, Tashi.
That's how these people are. Yeah.
Look here, Tashi. What are we? You know, we carry a chanupa. To me, in his culture, you're as high level as a cardinal. You're right below the pope, the medicine man, you know? Yep. And all of us hold spiritual names or whatever you want to call it. I don't, you know? You know, I mean, like bishop or whatever. That they got titles. We got titles too. His title ain't no better than our medicine man's title. You know, how does a pope rank? He's just an Italian guy over there or whatever culture he is over there with the bald head, being a spiritual leader. How is he better than our medicine man? How is a bishop and a cardinal better than you? Are better than us who also have dreams, you know, and carry chanupa. Yeah. We're all walking the same path as them turkeys. Oh, I hate to ruin it, call it turkey. Jeez. I apologize.
It's okay, Fuzzy.
You know what I mean? Why do we have to look up to them? Why do we have to look up to that man with the white shirt and a tie to give us a paper to have a day of acknowledgement for Indigenous Day? Why do we do that? What's wrong with our brain? You know what? There's a guy here that comes on our show all the time. You don't never see him. He's a Hasafa guy. And he tells us, he says something that always strikes me. He said, why is people so scared of the guy with the black robe? Why is the guy with the black robe call all the shots, the Supreme Court justice, these judges, and all this? Why are we so scared of these guys? You know, when they still, underneath that black robe, they probably still got three pieces of toilet paper stuck to their ass, you know? You know, why is that? You see, they beat us down so bad that we think they're somebody. And when we don't think they're somebody, then we're terrorists. Crazy Horse and them didn't look at them as anybody special. The Indians that looked at them as special, they put them on a res and gave them a White House and gave them title chief or whatever. But Crazy Horse and them didn't do that because they didn't acknowledge this people as being more supreme and more superior than us. So why, you know, when they just, like we said, they're just men, just like we are. Why does he hold more status than you, Toshi, when you're probably a cardinal in their level, you know? And if you wanted to be a pope, me and my bro will help you, you know. We can help that happen.
I would be a pilot.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. See, that pope doesn't create miracles, doesn't do a damn thing. He just sits up there and has this name hanging over his pope, you know. Our medicine men, they help our people. They cure our people, you know. And what is it about these Washitus that, you know, that guy that doesn't have that, they put on a pedestal like that? Our people, like I say, they do this, all of a sudden they want to be medicine. They don't understand what Ekchei Chasha means to me. See, we're all Ekchei Chasha. No. And that should mean something. And that title alone should mean something. Ekchei Chasha. And all these people that are trying to get above that. Why? Think about Ekchei Chasha, like me and you, Tanshi. We don't put ourselves on pedestals. We don't want that. Me personally, I don't want it. You know, it's too big of a burden. You know, and I'm just a common man, Ekchei Chasha. You know, every day is a struggle for me because of my Lakota, you know, and the way these Washitus treat us. The way the Hassapas treat us, you know. These Hassapas try to, you know, be in the same caste. You know, remember, the Buffalo Soldiers, they sent after the Indians because the Washitus didn't want to do it. They were getting ass kicked, so they sent Buffalo Soldiers, you know, to kill Indians. And yet, you know, now they want equal rights, BLM. Does that mean they want to be Washitu? See, me, myself, I don't want that. I'm a Lakota, and like my ancestors said, I want to be left alone to do and to practice what's ours, which is our land. Look at how they square it off. They square a piece of it off, and this some guy claims, oh, that's mine. They pull out guns. Look at how violent they are. Just to hang on to a square piece of land that belongs to us. And they know it's ours, but yet that's what they do. These are the things that we talk about, see. All these people that want to claim all these native, think about this. When are they going to return our land and treat us like the humans we are, the real humans we are? They forced themselves on us. We never forced ourselves on them. They lied to us. They're liars, thieves, killers. That's the Washitu place.
First of all, they need to relinquish the authority they have over the Indian. Just have no authority over us at all. Any Indian, any brown person in this country, they shouldn't be able to touch or even talk to. And that's why I tell those Latino bros, you know, the ones that talk bad about us, I tell them, you guys got enough power. We don't. There's only 4 million of us that are registered, you know, like dogs. There's only 4 million, you know, Indians that are documented, you know, that ain't nothing compared to 320 million people in this country. What, 4 million Indians? But yet they got 20, 30 million people of color, brown people that call themselves Mexican, Latinos, but they're all indigenous. There's enough of them to put a change and stop the Washichu right now from their authority over brown people. But rather, they think joining the American is the way to do it. So they put on a white suit and join in with them and vote and all that. And what? They get one or two guys in there, you know? They got Rubio in there. They got Ted Cruz in there. They got, what's her name? Ocasio, what's her name?
Ocasio-Cortez.
You know, yeah, Ocasio-Cortez. Oh, wow. You know, there's 20 million, 30 million, 50 million of them. Why they only got people in the office? Why do they only got one Supreme Court judge? You know, that lady, what's her name? You see, they're voting. And their plan is nothing. Their plan ain't even working. Their plan ain't never going to work. They can sit on that plan for the next 1,000 years, and there's only going to be one or two of them in there, that American's office, just to show they're not racist. The only way to get up is go over there and tell them, you know what, this is our country too. Now get the hell out of here. We'll make you some boats and get the hell out of here. But they don't want to do that. They want to pick on. They want to pick on me and you because we come from Reds. They want to pick on me and you because
easy target.
You know. Yeah, and we're the targets of the Washichu. They hate our ass. They hate us. We're the targets of them. That's why they do what they do to our people. That's why we starve on the rest. That's why they don't help us at all. They're not over here helping us keep our culture. They're not helping us make money. They're not even helping us do business or anything. Anytime we do something, they take it from us, you know? Even when we go to the city, we live in the city, look how they treat us. Look at Philip, you know? What kind of privilege you got, Philip, for them? Nothing, you know?
Nothing at all.
You know?
No, Wayne, we don't have
how
anything
about
over
you,
here.
Wayne? Yeah,
no.
You guys ain't got nothing. It don't matter. You guys are just like us. We're no better than you. You're no better than us. We're all in the same, I ain't going to call it a boat because we didn't come in a boat, but we're in the same deal, you know? And those people all came in a boat.
Yeah.
And since they're in the same boat, they ought to ride out on that boat. We, you know, and I hate to see our people squabbling with each other over turkey or whatever. You know, that ain't the squabble. That ain't the squabble. The squabble is look what they're doing to our people in general. Look what they're doing to us. And you don't see it. You know, when three cops come shoot an Indian guy in a trailer court in front of 15 little Indian kids, and they don't call that murder, you know, the little Indian girl was like 3 or 4 years old watching her uncle get gunned down right there, 15 feet away. The cops do that. They give them, they find them justifiable, you know. That's how we're treated. You know, an Indian in Rapid City, there at Lakota Homes, was eating steak. When the cops answered the door, he walked through the door with a steak knife in his hand because he was eating steak. Well, they seen that steak knife and gunned him down. And what? They want an apology for that? You know, that's how we get treated. You know, Daniel Tiger's walking down the road going to Walmart with three other Indians. They're walking on the sidewalk and the cops pull over and stop them. They ain't even in a car. And stop them and start asking them for ID. Daniel Tiger didn't have an ID, but yet the cop that was asking them knew him because he busted him 3 weeks before that for what? A skateboard violation. Daniel Tiger was locked up for a skateboard violation 3 weeks before that. And when they pulled out guns on them, he just happened to have one. You know? You see, that's how we get treated. And you want to pick on us for eating turkey? You know, why don't you all come up, you know? Why don't you come up here? Come up here and join in with us. If you want to show your indigenous culture, come on up here. Help us out. Help our people. Where was you 30 million, 40 million indigenous Mexicans, Latinos in Standing Rock? I agree, about 2,000 showed up, and I was proud of them, Mexicans and Latinos and Peruvians that came at Standing Rock. I was happy to meet them, you know. They were there, and happy them Aztecas came and danced. That was beautiful. But only 1,000? What happened to the other 30 million? You know, where's the 30 million helping us fight to save water? You know? Where are they at?
These people that, like you was talking about, this Mini, you know, when they look at it, everybody needs the Mini. And that's what I was saying before. California, we're in trouble down here. Because the scientists said by 2025, there's going to be no water if it doesn't rain. And people are going to be drinking blood here. And what does that tell you about what's happened to this, to the destruction this Washington did? And when was cars invented? See, think about how many years that was. Look at the destruction they did because of that one thing called automobiles. You know, and they're still doing it. You know, and then now everybody's green. You know, it's too late. It's you could reverse it now, but how many years is it going to take for it to go back to normal? It's never going to go back to normal.
No.
Never. Because the destruction is already done. See? And now they're worried about
you
it all of a sudden. This is we told them years ago. Manibi told me, you know.
You see the Colorado River down there at the border, down there on I-10, down there going into Arizona? It's as big as a creek.
You know,
the Colorado River is as big as a creek.
It doesn't hit the ocean anymore, that Colorado River.
No.
Yeah, it don't even go into the ocean, that Colorado River anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, so that tells you, you could go up to Colorado, Denver, Colorado, come into the mountains, and you could see it flowing. Like, man, it's a big old, but you get down there, and it doesn't even hit the ocean anymore, you know.
And
what
the Mississippi River. The Mississippi River, there's places where they can walk across it right now.
Yeah.
And
no.
The other day I crossed the Missouri River, and they have a boat place there on Highway 44. And sometimes I stop in there and kind of take a dip in that area. Well, that isn't there no more. So it's all the way. The Missouri River dried up all the way. You can't even park a boat in that place. You know, I'm glad they don't, but, you know, the Missouri River is showing strains of all their abuse, you know?
Look at this pollution. You know, look at this pollution, Tanashi. The cows that these animals, so-called cows that they brought here, the destruction that they created alone, look at how much... Look at how many of these rivers are polluted because of those animals and what they feed us. You know, the buffaloes never had that. Deer never did have that. The Wamakashka that we was here with, we're all suffered because of that Washitu and what he brought. How many of these white people think about that? All they think about is that almighty dollar, you know. Muzaska, they worship. That's their god. Muzaska is their god.
Yes.
They have no spirit, those Washichus. Their spirit is money, you know?
Yep.
And when we tried to tell them years and years ago about this stuff, did they listen? No. Now that it's here, all of a sudden they want to put wind turbines. You know those wind turbines? You know how much birds they kill, like in Wyoming? You know,
Highway 50 over there in California by Bakersfield, and over there they kill a bunch of eagles.
These so-called solar panels, they're disintegrating birds that are flying overhead. You know, how is that protecting the environment? They go from one destruction to the next, one extreme to the next. And they have a hard time listening to what the Native Americans or the original people of this country were saying. See, they know it all. Washiju got no brain development, but he knows that the only thing he understands is Muzaska, you know. That's what it is.
They're into electric cars. And how do you make a battery?
Yep.
You make it, you use lithium.
Yep. And where are they going to dispose of that stuff? Where are they going to get rid of it? It's going to leach right into the water again. You know, it's going to leach into the land. They got no, like Kanshi said, they got no mind. They got no, you know, the brain development doesn't exist. Very little, if any. And I think that's why they all have bald heads, you know, because there's no brain. It's telling them something. You know, like I was saying, Philip in that area where he's at, he probably catches more hell from all the people there because of who he is and what he believes in, see? And yet, Philip is telling them the truth. But yet, because of what he stands for, he's probably discriminated against more than anybody, see? And that's what they do to us, see? They make it seem like we're the bad dude, like our Tunkash, look what they're doing to Putin. They're making him out to be like crazy or a sitting bull in him because of what he's doing, see? You could never trust the Wachichu in what he says. We were savages. Then we were militants, and we're still considered militants today. They have a jacket on us. You know?
Well, they're sending $300 more million dollars to Ukraine.
Yeah.
So they're making that's how stupid Ukraine is.
Yep.
Instead of spending $300 million on weapons, they ought to quit screwing around and spend that on homes for their people and stuff and getting along over there. They'd have lots of money if they was nice. Instead, they're killing Russians too. They kill a Russian with a sledgehammer. He escaped from prison from Russia. He didn't escape. He told the Russians, let him out of prison. He'll go help them fight. So they let him out. He took off to the Ukraine. And when they caught him in Ukraine, the Ukrainians used a sledgehammer and busted him up and killed him, you know, on video. You know, and they're murdering. You look on the news, they're murdering a lot of people, them Ukrainians. But so Russia is hitting their power source right now. So they're crying about freezing ass for the winter now, the Ukrainians. If I was a leader of a people, I would be worried about keeping them warm, and I would be worried about trying to make things work out, and I would realize that the U.S. is the problem. To quit messing with the U.S., Russia, because they are their brothers, they talk the same language, and help each other out, get through that, you know, put it behind them, and it'll go back, because Ukrainians live in Russia. Russians live in Ukraine. I know. I was there. I seen it. They talk the same language. You know, all they got to do is get rid of this American mentality and start working with their own people that speak the same language and accept their money. When this thing happened in 2014, Russia gave them $30 million to get back on their feet. And here they still went and stabbed Russia in the back and took American money and started killing Russians. You see? Because in their brain, going American is a better way to go. Because nice cell phones, nice this, nice that. And who do they got talking? They got a woman called Nadia Tolo, I forget her name, Tolo something Kova. She's in the Pussy Riot band. She is on video. Listen now, don't interrupt. She's in a video with going in the market, her and Pussy Riot, and breaking open chicken and putting chicken up their vaginas.
Damn.
They call that protesting. And the other video, Nadia was pregnant. She's in a porn video with them doing it doggy style while she's pregnant and calling that women's rights.
Damn.
And the American welcome her over to talk to the American people just because she's putting Putin down, because she don't like Putin and them. Well, when she was in prison, Putin was the one letting her out. They were locked up for going in churches and sabotaging churches and sabotaging the gas lines.
Jesus.
And all that, you know? It's wicked, you know? But, yeah, the American wants to listen to those people talk. That woman was talking about the penal colonies that Brittany Griner's going to go. She said, oh, they're going to suffer. She's going to suffer. You know what? How about the prisons over here in this country? Anybody know what a juke ball is? Anybody know what a juke ball is? Do you remember what a juke ball was, Larry? That's what they feed you in Wayside, juke balls twice a day. They get a bunch of slop and put it in the oven and bake it and cut it in squares and give that to you.
Yep. Yep.
That's this country. The prison system is wicked. Nobody knows unless you've been in there. So people can talk all the crap you want, but you know what?
You don't know until you know. You know.
Before you put down another country's prison, talk about the prisons in this country. Talk about the prison guards in this country. Talk about the police and everything.
The prison guards in this country should giving prison.
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry, everybody, but time flew past, and we got to run. So I'm turning it over to Tashi. Go ahead, Tashi.
Oh, we're going to say a prayer and we'll close up. But I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital.
I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance for everybody to say anything, but thank you, Wayne, Philip, and everybody for tuning in, Layla, and everybody, and you guys hang in there with us. Thank you.
Your son should die at all.
Electrical. You know, talk so fast to energy, you just can't care what you see like that.